Welcome to this week's episode of FTR's Weekly Trucking Update podcast, hosted by Avery Weiss. Join Avery each week as he dissects everything from market trends to economic indicators to explore how these factors are shaping the trucking landscape. Download the graphics package at ftrintel.com/podcasts. And feel free to use those slides as you defend your transportation thought leadership within your own company. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the dynamic and ever-changing world of trucking. And now, here's your host, Avery Weiss.
Welcome to FTR's Weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 247 for the week of January 15th, 2024. Before we start, a reminder, you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. We'll start this week with a look at data from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse. The data on pre-employment queries has yet to show any clear decline in commercial driver's license hiring activity, although the latest data is only through October. Motor carriers during October conducted 229,701 pre-employment queries of the clearinghouse. That is a 6% increase over September and 6.2% higher than October of 2022. The highest number of queries conducted in a month since the clearinghouse launched in January 2020 was the more than 250,000 conducted in August of last year. Higher pre-employment queries do not necessarily indicate an increase in the number of drivers employed, as they are also required, of course, to hire replacement drivers. However, a high level of queries does at least indicate that motor carriers are mostly replacing drivers that leave. Through October, 217,960 unique drivers have been reported to the clearinghouse with at least one violation. Of those, just over 153,000, or more than 70%, are still barred from driving. Normally, this is where we would discuss diesel prices, but the federal holiday pushed the release off by a day, and rather than delay the podcast, we'll just wait until next week to talk about diesel. So, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the week ended January 12th, which is week two of the year. Broker-posted rates for van equipment in the truck stop system continued to fall after the holiday surge during the week, but total market rates moved higher due to the largest increase in flatbed spot rates since March of 2022. Flatbed rates were the highest since September of last year. Despite steady declines over the past 2 weeks, dry van rates are still about 3 cents higher than they were during the week before Christmas, while refrigerated rates are 20 cents higher. The total broker posted rate increased more than 2 cents after falling more than 7 cents during the prior week. Although spot rates are 5 cents below where they were during the final week of last year, they otherwise were the highest since the week that included Labor Day. Total rates were nearly 8% below the same 2023 week, and more than 5% below the 5-year average. Let's look at rates by equipment type. Dry van spot rates declined 5 cents after easing more than 1 cent during the previous week. Rates were about 8% below the same 2023 week and about 10% below the 5-year average. Refrigerated spot rates fell nearly 10 cents after dropping more than 10 cents during the prior week. Rates were more than 5% below the same 2022 week and more than 6% below the 5-year average for the week. And flatbed spot rates rose 6.6 cents after ticking up more than 1 cent during the previous week. Rates were 9% below the same 2023 week and less than 4% below the 5-year average. The year-over-year comparison, by the way, was the least negative since the final week of 2022. Okay, let's look at volume. Total load activity rose nearly 22% after surging nearly 52% following the holidays. Total volume was down about 13% compared to the same week last year, and was about 28% below the five-year average. Let's look at volume by segment. Dry van loads rose 16.6% after jumping nearly 43% in the previous week. Volume was 23% below the same week last year and more than 29% below the five-year average for the week. Refrigerated loads increased a little over 10% following an increase in each of the three most recent weeks. Volume was nearly 13% below the same week in 2023 and about 24% below the five-year average for the week. And flatbed loads rose nearly 34% after more than doubling during the prior week. Volume was 5% below the same 2023 week and around 34% below the five-year average for the week. We'll start our look at the monthly indicators with consumer inflation. After 2 months of practically no monthly inflation, the All Items Consumer Price Index increased 0.3% month over month in December. During October and November, higher shelter pricing and lower energy pricing had basically canceled each other out. But in December, the energy index also rose as the gains in electricity and gasoline indexes more than offset a decline in the natural gas index. Over the past 12 months, the All Items CPI is 3.4%, an increase from the 3.1% 12-month change back in November. The CPI less food and energy, which are volatile, also rose 0.3%, as did the All Items Index, and it was also the same as the increase in November. In addition to shelter, increases occurred in motor vehicle insurance and medical care, among others. The CPI less food and energy was up 3.9% over the past 12 months, down from a 4% 12-month change in November. Now let's look at inflation within the supply chain. Producer-level inflation often moves in the same direction as consumer inflation, but that did not happen in December. A major reason for the divergence is that gasoline prices rose modestly during the month, while diesel prices, which disproportionately affect businesses, fell sharply. The producer price index for final demand edged down just 0.1%. Final demand goods, however, fell 0.4%. About half of that decrease resulted from a 12.4% drop in the index for diesel. Final demand services was unchanged, and it had also been unchanged in October and November. The indexes for trucking services were uniformly lower month over month, although the sharp decline in the diesel producer price index very well could have played a role in that. The general freight truckload PPI fell 3% and was down 18% year over year. The less than truckload PPI declined 2%, but was up 1%, or a little over 1% year over year. Aside from October's 3% year over year comparison, the LTL PPI gain of 2% was the strongest since February. The long-distance specialized trucking sector did not see as much deterioration month over month as did truckload and LTL, easing just 0.5%. The specialized PPL in December was down 6% year over year. And then finally, a couple of related sectors. The rail intermodal index ticked up just 0.1%. That's the smallest increase we've seen in that since July. The intermodal PPI was down 6.2% year over year. And finally, the producer price index for freight brokerage might have bottomed out as the index was up 1% month over month, and it's risen in 3 of the past 4 months. However, the freight brokerage PPI was down more than 15% year over year. Okay, a couple other categories. We'll look first at inventories and sales for the wholesale sector. Sales for merchant wholesalers were flat in November, but inventories eased 0.2%. The inventories to sales ratio in wholesale dipped to 1.34 from 1.35 in October. Sales for durable wholesale goods ticked up 0.3%, led by computer equipment, furniture, and automotive. Sales for non-durable goods dipped 0.3%, with the largest drops occurring in apparel and farm products. The largest increase was in chemicals. And finally, this week, we'll talk about U.S. international trade in goods. Adjusted for inflation, exports and imports of goods each declined more than 2% during November, but both were still higher year over year. Real exports declined 2.3% to the lowest level since June. The largest decrease was in automotive vehicles and parts, which were down 5.7%. And that's a decline that was likely, at least partially, related to the lingering effects of the United Auto Workers strikes. Real exports were up 0.7% year over year. Categories that were higher year over year included food, feeds, and beverages, and capital goods. Real exports of consumer goods were down 5.7%. Real imports fell 2.4%. The sharpest drop was in consumer goods, which were down 6.4%. Imports were up 1.8% year over year, led by automotive vehicles and parts, which were up more than 18% year over year. Okay, let's recap some key takeaways for the week. CDL driver hiring remained strong in October. Flatbed spot rates rose sharply in the latest week. The consumer price index moved higher in December, while the producer price index eased during the month. Wholesale inventories were slightly leaner in November, and U.S. trade in goods declined in November. Next week, we'll look at industrial production and manufacturing output, retail and food service sales, inventories, residential construction, and sales of existing homes. Plus, we'll recap the week in diesel prices and the spot market for truck freight. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 247 for the week of January 15th, 2024. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Trucking Update podcast with Avery Weiss. Be sure to check out FTR's additional complimentary market coverage at ftrintel.com/state-of-freight-today.